Reynolds. No matter where you live in Seattle, you'll soon have a city council member to call your own. For the first time in more than a century, Seattleites are electing 7 council members by district. 2 will remain at-large positions representing the entire city. Some predicted big changes for this election. Are they right? We put that question to Joni Balter, the host of Civic Cocktail on the Seattle Channel, and C.R. Douglas, political analyst for Q13 Fox. Douglas told David Hyde why Seattle moved to the district system in the first place.
Well, the sense was that the at-large system created holistic candidates, but candidates that didn't necessarily listen to neighborhoods. So it was an attempt to really get direct representation for neighborhoods and reverse what many thought was City Hall not listening.
We won't really know what it's like to live under the council district system of rule until 2016. But, CR, what are we seeing so far in this election?
Well, it's really affecting campaigns. I mean, when you go out and look at these candidacies and the debates we're having, in West Seattle, there's a lot of talk about the road diet in 35th. In Southeast, there's a lot of talk between these candidates about crime. In the North District, there's a lot of talk about sidewalks. In Northeast, there's talk about transit, you know, development. I mean, there's a lot of local issues, micro issues that are being really heavily debated in all these campaigns. Issues that were sort of given lip service kind of in the old at-large system are really being addressed now.
Joni, there's the case to be made for council districts. We're seeing more localism. There's also a case to be made against the new council district system. What are you seeing so far?
Let me just say, sidewalks, be still my heart. You know, I'm not a big fan of the narrow fiefdoms of districts. I agree that there are, you know, we have some new and some different candidates, but these candidates aren't particularly better in any way than we would normally get in another year. I don't believe the city needed district elections.
What did the supporters initially want?
Well, that's the hilarious part here. So the two businesswomen who financed the district election system, Faye Garneau and Susie Burke, you know what they wanted? They wanted modern-day Paul Krobels. And if you don't get the reference, that means moderate Republicans. What's so hilarious here is that they are getting the Berkeley City Council. And no, that is not a compliment.
All right. What I remember supporters also saying is we'd get a more diverse array of candidates.
But they meant political diversity, not this left switch.
What are we getting?
Well, I think you're getting younger candidates. I think you're getting more progressive candidates. I think you're getting less establishment candidates. You're getting less expensive campaigns. I mean, that's playing out in a lot of these districts. I mean, Lisa Herbold, Michael Maddox up in Northeast, Deborah Juarez, these are all candidates that I don't think would have fared very well, if at all, in an at-large system, but they're viable and they have a chance in a district that has a smaller geography that's easier to campaign in.
And Joni, your point in part is that these candidates aren't focused enough on the greater good for all of Seattle. What are you seeing there that makes you think, yeah, that's, I'm right about that?
What I think is good about the city councils that we've had in the past, and we've had some very impressive city councils, is they thought big picture, the whole city. We're going through a sort of gold rush era growth spurt here. And we need people who can connect all the different districts. Buses go, if you want to talk about how great bus service is, but buses go district to district. You have to decide where your NBA and hockey arena is. You can't, oh, it's all about my district. That doesn't give you a big picture, and this is a big picture city.
All right, last question. It's 2016. What's your worst fear about the district apocalypse that's going to overtake us in 2016?
Well, say if Move Seattle goes down, what you'll have on the bring it back, because there's no way in heck they're not going to bring it back, is you will have each person in their district absolutely fighting to the last penny to get as much as the person in the next district got, when maybe that isn't really the way the money should be spent.
CR, what does Districtopia look like in 2016?
I think what this election's about, and it's concerning to some, concerning to me, is whether this pushes things so to the left. And I think there's that chance. I think it's very clear that this election is about whether Shama Sawant can get a majority in the council. I mean, she's got kind of 3 votes. If she can get 4 or cross that magic line to get 5 votes in the majority, wow, that changes things. Who would have thought when she was elected just 2 years ago that this would be the case? I mean, everyone thought, okay, she's a lone socialist, but that she's actually been able to, and may in this election, kind of amass a larger power base and probably a majority. I mean, that's a big thing. And, you know, you worry if progressivism is going to move too fast, if that's the case.
So instead of big downtown interest, it becomes big socialism. And if you're Mayor Ed Murray, you're thinking, how many mayors are there in this city?
Joni Balter, host of Civic Cocktail on the Seattle Channel, and C.R. Douglas, political analyst for Q13 Fox. They were speaking with David Hyde.